This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, Operation Choke Point. We're going to get a little deeper into that. We had a caller about it over the weekend, I think it was. And he brought up one of the videos that you produced, Laurel, on your channel on YouTube, which is what?
It's YouTube.com/C/Laurel's channel, but you can also go and do in the search in YouTube, Laurel Immigration. And
that brings you right up? You're the first result?
Right.
Okay, good. All right, so check her out there. You can subscribe over on her channel. And, of course, you can also subscribe to our new Free Talk Live video clips that are also on YouTube. You can go to clips.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to that channel, and you can hit the subscribe button there, which allows you to share some of the moments that our video editor, Eric Freerock, has selected as some of the ones he thinks are the most interesting and shareable. So you can share those out. It makes it a lot easier to share Free Talk Live instead of, say, sharing an entire 3-hour or 2-hour long show. This, you can just share the part that you liked. And it's video. People like that these days on the internet.
Kids these days. They
right?
like that video.
Clips.freetalklive.com. Let's see. Johnson, speaking of video and movies and such, we were talking about Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
The folks over at Wired, somebody wrote up an article about this controversy surrounding the comment section on Rotten Tomatoes. And maybe there's more to the story than that. I don't know how much we've even gotten in here. But they shut down the comments on movies that have yet to release because of just the toxic atmosphere that has been created in these comment sections by people trolling movies they don't like, even though they've never actually seen the film. So they don't like the actress, or they don't like the director, or whatever it is that they don't like.
It comes down to, I guess, Brie Larson had said something in the past about talking about movie reviews, actually, ironically, in general, talking about movie reviews, and saying something about not wanting to hear from another white man.
Wow, so, isn't she a white lady?
Yeah, but okay. The idea was is that the critics and a lot of movie critics in general tend to be white males, apparently.
Uh-huh.
That's just an observation.
There's a lot of white men in this country.
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah, hey. So apparently.
Have you ever seen the channel called Double Toasted on YouTube?
I have not.
It's a couple of black guys that do movie reviews, and they are hilarious. They got really great rapport together. I think you'd probably enjoy it. They review a lot of the movies that you and I would be likely to go and see.
Right.
And they do like really long discussions, like a half hour long reviews. They'll do a movie trailer review that's a half hour long. Just dig into it and play clips and talk about it. They're really really good. I enjoy their stuff. Double Toasted.
We'll have to check that out. Oh, I never also, before we get back, completely back into talking about this, I talked to you guys off air about it, but I had sold it on air talking about this M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, the trilogy that you really enjoyed.
Yeah. So,
and you've seen all three.
Right, yes. I saw the most recent one in theaters. It was fantastic.
So Unbreakable.
Which surprised me because I finally kind of feel like I'm getting what M. Night Shyamalan's trying to convey with his movies in general. And it just... The last one was very good, and clearly I think there's going to be more movies in this series. But so I went from Unbreakable to another movie called Split, which is about a guy who has 23 individual personalities, possibly more, and James McAvoy really knocks it out of the park with the acting in this, where
this is the guy with the 23 personalities.
Yeah, he's changing, and he's been in a lot of other movies as well, but he changes personalities in this movie very well.
23 times?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just he's going back and forth between different ones. Some of them are more prevalent than other personalities. They call it, being in the light is the personality who's at the forefront at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does this, as he's acting, which, of course, an actor should be able to do something like this. But just changes personalities and becomes this entirely different character. But I mean, he does it in a way that's
convincing,
you know, just personalities, demeanor, you know, like facial expressions, tics, the whole, you know, 9 yards for any actor. And he does it very quickly and makes these changes that are pretty good.
Neat.
Yeah. And then it goes on to Glass, which is about the characters from Unbreakable and Split. And
so it ties the other two movies together, basically.
Yeah. And it's just very good.
Neat. Thanks for sharing that.
So Captain Marvel. So this goes on here to say, will Rotten Tomatoes changes come in time to save the Captain Marvel from the trolls? As though
it's not
somehow the trolls are going to endanger this multi-million or billion-dollar, I think, movie.
And I find it hard to believe that trolling is new on Rotten Tomatoes.
No,
it's just been excessive for this particular movie. She said something very racist and sexist, and now is very shocked when people do the same thing.
Did she say something racist?
She said she didn't want to hear from white men.
Well, that's not racist.
She identified them by race. It was because of their race and their sex.
That is definitely racist. Unless you're saying, you know.
That's just a preference.
Unless you're saying that it can't be racist because, of course, it's not systemic. Because you can't be racist against white people because, you know, white people control everything. So, therefore, you can't be racist against them.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that being a racist is generally somebody who looks down on other races.
Is that not what
you did? That's not what racism is, according to... If you're on the left, you have to understand that racism is, in fact... can only be against minorities. If you're in control, if you're in control of a society, then no one can be racist against you, no matter how much they hate you.
Yeah,
and no matter what they do.
I mean, you can define a thing however you want, but the actual definition of racism is it has to do with looking down upon another person because of the group that they're in and believing that group is inferior because of their race.
That's exactly what she was doing.
I think that
she's saying she doesn't want to hear from white men.
I think the implication is that there's something bad about the white men.
You're jumping to a conclusion there. I mean, it's a fair conclusion to jump to, I think, but she didn't say she thinks that white people are inherently, and specifically she said men, so, you know, again, that doesn't have anything to do with racism.
I will say,
gender.
She clarified that she was not attempting to be racist, but that she wanted more variety in reviews, essentially is what she was saying. That there wasn't enough variety.
Okay.
But who knows how accurate that defense is.
And how long after she said it did she...
Look, just because I'm saying she's not a racist doesn't mean I'm defending what she was saying. I think that what she was saying...
I'm going to challenge your definition of racism and ask you this. So you're saying, you know, an inferior, but what if you were to take that and flip it around and say that racism is any person who believes in the superiority?
Yes, generally it is that one race is superior to another, yes. So there are racists out there who will admit that they believe, because they want... They want you to believe that they're consistent. They will say that, Asians are smarter than white people.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, what if it's a racist, you know, who believes in another race's superiority, not even their own?
That is racism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. Moving on. So, again, it goes on to say some of the damage has already been
done. Oh, and by the way, before you move on, since we're talking about racists, on 10 days from now, it will be not this Friday, but the following Friday. There's going to be the crying Nazi versus the anarchist she-male. It's going to be on LRN.FM's Twitch channel. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to be broadcast originally on Aria's channel, but we're gonna do like one of the auto host things. So if you're on our Twitch channel, you'll be able to watch. Because the night that you and I had that show with Chris Cantwell, Aria got in for a short segment basically and was able to go at Chris. And I know she wanted to have more time, and so I guess she talked to Chris, and they're willing to do a one-on-one here in the LRN studio. So mark your calendar for it's going to be after Free Talk Live, so 10 p.m. at night Eastern Time on March 15th. You'll be able to watch She-Male versus Nazi.
Get some popcorn.
Yeah, and we don't know if the thing's even going to make it through before somebody reports it and Twitch shuts down her Twitch channel, because she says she's not going to censor Chris. So that should be interesting to time it and see how long it goes.
Isn't
before
that
they get
what
pulled.
Twitch is for, though?
For censorship?
For stuff like what you're describing.
No.
Specifically in Twitch's terms of service, that racism
is there's no racism allowed on Twitch.
Yeah.
So it'll likely get pulled, but we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
Okay, so this Rotten Tomatoes Marvel deal. They're talking about some of the damage has already been done, but
what damage? I think as Laurel pointed out, this is controversy. It's getting people to talk about the movie, and that's going to get people to want to see the movie, because I would not have known Captain Marvel was coming out at all if this hadn't happened. I would have had no idea. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Is there more?
Yes,
we can get to coming up here. On Captain Marvel, you want to weigh in on this? You're welcome to join us here on the radio and on our Discord server, discord.lrn.fm.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. The controversy over Captain Marvel, and some people are mad because the actress said some things and has opinions that they don't like. Well, guess what? It turns out if you talk to most of these actors and actresses, there's probably a bunch of people in Hollywood that have opinions that you don't like.
No. You know what? That's fine. Let her have opinions, but then other people have opinions too. So she gets to say it, they get to say it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're going to continue with the discussion here in a moment, but also, I do want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, Liberty.menu is the site for you. It's at its core a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. So if you are a liberty-oriented creator, whatever it is that you do, you should put it up on Liberty.menu, and you might get a little bit more business, perhaps. More attendees at your conference, or more viewers on your YouTube channel, or whatever it is that you create. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because it's free to put your stuff up there and get on the map at Liberty.menu. As we continue here, let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. E. Greg is on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, E. Greg.
Hey, everybody. Do you mind if I change the topic a little bit?
Go right ahead.
Environmentalism.
All right.
All right. I think I'm a conservative in the sense that I would like to conserve the environment and the good things that we've been having till now. But I think I can make a very strong capitalist argument towards carbon tax. And that argument is actually made by the Chicago School of Economics after Milton Friedman. And it goes like this. Basically, pollution is shouldn't be free. Pollution is theft. Okay, you are basically stealing things that were previously available to me, clean air, clean water, you know, and you're dumping, and that's a cost you impose on me, a third party, and I should be compensated for that. What do you guys think of that, first of all?
Well, I mean, especially if you're the owner of a waterway and somebody is polluting it, you absolutely are being damaged in that case, and I think that's an interesting perspective.
So I don't know whether I can say I own the air that I breathe, but I'm certainly homesteading it. You know, I'm using it.
Well, right. It's a commons. I mean, this is all from Tragedy of the Commons. Adam Smith talked about it. The environment is an entire commons. And, you know, in order to protect it, it has to be brought into the market. So what you're talking about is bringing it into a market mechanism for protecting it.
Right. And right now, there
I don't know if that's what
market.
He's talking about. We're going to find out what he's talking about. But
he
go ahead.
Well, I guess I can adopt that language. And then I'll just say that, look,
if there's
there
a tax,
no
it's not the market. Okay. If there's a tax, that's the government. So, you know, taxes are threatened with violence backing them, whereas market action is generally not threatened with violence backing it.
It would be a combination of the two, because you're using a market mechanism, but it's imposed by the government because the environment can't impose it.
Well, what is this market mechanism that you're speaking of?
Cap and trade.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It cap means and trade. That, like,
put a hat on and go to a flea market.
Is like the coal power plants would have an allotment of a certain number of carbon emissions they're allowed to have, and so they can either invest in technology to reduce their own carbon emissions, or they can purchase carbon emission allotments from another coal plant so that the other coal plant
who decides who gets what allotments?
The government.
Oh, so
the market. No, actually that's not true.
Well, the government's imposing it.
Right. So basically what happens is you may not know the amount or the price that you should put. So that price discovery happens like this. The government may have a tax and it says, okay, this is the price. But the question is then how do you allocate things, and that's the market. So the market still is used as a tool to allocate carbon credits exactly to where they would be most useful and cheap and desirable. So you shift things around, and the market allocates exactly to the most efficient way that we can. But you put a cost on that negative externality, on that resource that you're polluting. And I think that cost we all share in that, you know, we should be compensated for that.
What is the proof that, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily buy the idea that carbon's a bad thing. Isn't it true that that's what plants crave?
Well, we're not a plant. We expel carbon.
Right. So therefore you're helping the forests.
Well, I mean, if plants are the ultimate beneficiary, that you want them to survive and us
weren't
to die out.
Weren't people worried about cutting down the Amazon rainforest many years ago?
They're still worried. The Amazon rainforest is 20% of all the world's oxygen coming
right,
from.
Right, so wouldn't we want to help the trees?
But there's only so much that the trees and the plants can take in at a certain time.
Okay, plant more trees.
Great.
Well, plant more trees is great, but we would have to plant as much as the United States it has land mass at this point.
So otherwise things are going to get hotter. Is that the theory?
I'm not worried about temperature as much. I think the problem this discourse and public discourse is that people are too focused on temperature and rising sea levels.
Well, what is
honestly,
what
that's
is
what...
What's the consequence? If there's not enough vegetation and trees to benefit from all the carbon that's being emitted, then what happens?
Carbon is just one example. There's also sulfur in the coal power plants, which create acid rain, and those will actually destroy the plants. There's more than one type of pollution. It's not just carbon.
Exactly. There's methane. I just want to say about carbon, because you asked about carbon. Try going into a stuffy room with closed windows and just sit there for a while, maybe a couple of days, and see yourself what the consequences are to humans of carbon.
It's pretty much what we do all wintertime.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I think Ian does that already.
Well, it would be basically all year round everywhere on the earth.
Yeah.
So basically right now the carbon concentration was 390 ppm, and in the last 10 years it went up to 411 ppm. So it's rising quickly, and it's dwarfed by the amount of carbon in the oceans, which is causing the pH level to essentially drop, and the fish can't adapt to that very easily. And so we get sort of this weird imbalance now, and it's certainly measurable. It's not a hoax. You can measure it yourself by going around the world and measuring it. You know,
okay.
So it is systemic. It is something that is not sustainable. And I'm saying from even the point of view of initiating an offensive measure, I think our children deserve someone to fight on their behalf.
Fight how? See, this is the issue. Yeah. We can a lot of people agree that this is occurring. We disagree on what's going to happen in 10, 20 years. But most of all, we disagree on what to do about it. Because I certainly don't want to adopt Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's $93 trillion suggestion. Not going to work.
Neither do I. But so, I do want to adopt a bipartisan bill that was proposed in November 2018. It's called the Carbon Tax and Dividend. And Andrew Yang, a presidential candidate, endorsed this. Actually, it's one of his platforms. And I hope Bernie endorses it. But really all it is it actually aligns the incentives properly. It puts finally a cost on the carbon at the point of emission. And I can get into why that's important, the point of emission versus the point of extraction from the earth.
Well, before you go on, let's look at this, though, because there's other things going on in the free market right now that haven't required government intervention. And a lot of those are going on over at Tesla, where he's creating some solar panels for roofs and cars, et cetera. The market is already on it. The market is dealing with this if we just give it a little more time, because there is a demand for these products.
I tend to agree that if that is what people want, and I think most people do want clean air and, you know, nice forests, but the market can handle it the best rather than the state. More companies.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for veterans.
Our mission is to mobilize every level of American society to save the lives of our great veterans and support our heroes in need.
Today at the White House, the president signed an executive order that's meant to curb suicide among military veterans.
The House is expected to vote on Wednesday on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you're invited to join us here on the radio. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
And also, don't forget to check us out online over at freetalklive.com. We've got some social media options for you. Where you can follow Free Talk Live's posts. It'll include like the things we talk about on the air, so our show prep in many cases, and also the new Free Talk Live video clips are shared out on our social media, including our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We're also on the decentralized alternative to Twitter, which I like better, called Mastodon. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com, find our Mastodon channel, and there's also our Telegram channel as well over at telegram.freetalklive.com. So whichever one of those you prefer, you can follow us there, and we sure would appreciate it. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been facing off against this issue about pollution and whose responsibility it is to clean it up for years. You know, I'm closing in on 60 years old and watched, you know, nuclear power plants get away with murder, watched lead companies get away with murder, mining companies poisoning the shorelines, just so many different issues. And they always have this excuse that the poor corporation has the right to make a buck, but it's unfair to make them clean up after themselves. So, you know, what's conservative about that?
I'm not sure what that has anything to do with conservatism. I mean, that's just straight-up protectionism I mean, a good example, of course, would be the BP oil spill out in the Gulf of Mexico, where it was the government who protected them from liability for that, up to, I think the amount was, the number that sticks in my head was $75 million. So meaning BP had to pay that much in cleanup, and then the taxpayers footed the rest of the bill, which was quite a bit more. So that's just protectionism. That has nothing to do with conservative or liberal. That's just the people in government protecting their buddies in the oil business.
Right, and at the time, these contracts, if I remember right, they were able to declare it not a national crisis, but a regional crisis. And so they weren't able to bump up. If I remember right, it was like Louisiana had a top dollar price, you know, the tort reform that said that you couldn't sue them for more than, you know, some high number. And that was the reason why they couldn't take it to the actual number. And it's the biggest phony con artist crap that, you know, passes for reality. You were talking about the rainforests, you know, before. Those are the lungs of the earth. The oceans are, to some degrees, the arteries of the earth. The rivers are the, you know, the blood system of the earth. And, you know, every part of the earth is a different ecosystem. It has different needs and different requirements. You know, I'm reminded, a little over 100 years ago, say like before the Civil War, more like 150 years ago, the Mississippi River was so clogged with trees that it took like a battering ram ship to clear the log jam that ran from Memphis all the way down to, you know, into the Gulf of Mexico. And it took this early steamboat, it just chopped and burned and chopped and burned and chopped and burned until they had a channel up the Mississippi River. But it was basically a million years worth of log jam in the lower Mississippi. Well, that had all sorts of life forms in it. You could basically walk across the Mississippi River in the trees and in the log jam. And so all these fish were being spawned underneath it. Well, nowadays, you know, out here in California, the salmon have to have shady rivers to spawn. And the reason why we don't have salmon like we used to is because all of the rivers are cut back to such a degree that there's basically no shade on the river, much less that there are logs that are clean across it, that there are, you know.
You know you can farm fish, right?
Yeah, well, but wild-caught salmon are better for you.
Yeah, okay. Much less the earth has its own ecosystem. And the idea that somebody is going to make a buck chopping that up, but they're not going to do anything to resolve the loss. And the loss comes into, you know, you've got, nowadays with global warming, you've got fire ants are making their way north. You know,
well, okay, let me throw this in there. I think whenever possible, one should allow the market to work, and if government does anything, it's to make sure the market works. For example, if people are injured by what a power company is doing, they should be able to sue the power company for an act of aggression against them so that they can be stopped. And when you see that there are market mechanisms out there that are beginning to deal with the carbon emissions and doing it in a very optimistic way, that should be allowed to work. Now, there may be times when there's nothing in sight and there's no obvious way for the market to handle the situation, and maybe some of those times there should be some limited government intervention, but we shouldn't automatically presume every single time that more government intervention is the solution. This is what we need to do. This is going to solve all of our problems.
The government's one of the worst polluters known to man. Yeah. So, I mean, the idea that you would even want them to limit it, get involved in the environment, it means you're going to be limited. You're going to be limiting the amount of damage they do. I would say they need to step the heck away from the entire thing and let private property owners protect their private property, because it's in their best interest to retain the value of that property in case they want to sell it down the line. You know, a lot of these waterways that you're talking about, that you referenced, David, are not owned by anybody. They are, as you defined earlier, the commons, which means the government takes care of it, which means nobody really cares that much about it.
Well, we, the people, are the people that are supposed to be the eyes and ears of our property. And when you're talking about the government being a polluter, The government is the one that gives the rights to a company to pollute. And what's worst about that is that the military, you know, in developing weapons, creates a top secret right to pollute. And so they don't even have to tell us when they're poisoning us.
Oh, yeah, the military is the worst polluter in the government. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
I don't know that governments give businesses the right to pollute. I think businesses have the right to operate.
No, the government actually will rent its property out. They will lease its property out to business owners who then clear cut and destroy that property. It's absolutely the case. That's basically the purpose of the lease of the property.
They may lease the property, but they don't give. I think businesses have a right to operate. It's not a right that's given by the government. I think the right exists, and the government may or may not recognize it.
Well, your logic is right. It's just that Richard Nixon created the EPA, and Justice Gorsuch's mother was the first director of the EPA, and they basically set it up so that it's the government gives the right to pollute. Or the option of pollution or the, you know.
Well, the whole point of corporations is to protect people from liability, to protect the politically connected the wealthy from liability, which is what, you know, again, both Republicans and Democrats have been allowing to happen for years. There's no way, and it is no way as much of a partisan issue as they want you to think that it is. David, thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to say,
were you on the Rush Limbaugh show today?
No, I haven't figured out. I never listened to his show, even though it's supposed to be funny.
One of our listeners said they thought they heard you today on the Rush Limbaugh show, so I figured I'd ask.
No, it's a lot of work just dealing with you guys. You know what I mean?
But somebody's got to do it. So
well, you can actually get through on this show. You can't get through on the Rush Limbaugh show.
Oh, yeah. He puts me. He puts you on hold for 3 hours and then talk over you and hang up on you right away.
So you have tried? You have tried to call the Limbaugh show?
Oh, no. I never did.
Okay.
I don't know how to
so
do that.
So you're presuming you would be placed on. I think she's probably right that likely you'd be, if you could get through, you'd be placed on hold.
She said he puts me.
Hang on, Sarah. We'll bring you back. I know you were calling about something. 855-450-FREE. That's 855.
Sarah might be trying to dupe us.
855-450-3733.
Maybe her name isn't even really Sarah.
33. Maybe not. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Conspiracy. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
Right now in the Discord chat room, E. Greg is going up against the Gene the Christian Anarchist. E. Greg, of course, was the guy that was just on the line with us who is, let's just say, he wants to get the government at some level involved with the environment. And Gene the Christian Anarchist is completely against that. Gene is... does not believe any of the global warming, global climate change fear-mongering out there. And so the two of them are having at it right now in the On Air Now channel. If you want to jump in and join the discussion, you can. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. And you can do it without the Discord app. They do have a web version of it, so you can try it out there. But I do recommend the Discord app. It's a nice app. It works well, and it's free. discord.lrn.fm. We go back to Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, yes, Albuquerque, our city, is going to reduce the speed limit downtown to 20 miles per hour.
Oh, wow. From what? What is it right now?
30?
I have no idea what it was, but it's it might be 30 or 35 different areas.
Uh-huh.
But it's way, way lower. We're looking at maybe five mile square radius.
And so
miles.
This is, you're excited about this, right? Like, you want cars to not go fast.
20 miles an hour is like a parking lot.
Well, but the thing is that it's a big deal. You know, I really like it because, downtown is, a lot of tourists are there, a lot of places to eat. You know, a lot of visitors and a lot of people, like families, come down, and it's supposed to be a safer place for pedestrian and bicyclists. So it's a big deal to me. And
is there in Albuquerque? How big is Albuquerque? Is downtown like three blocks?
No, it's not a small city. I mean, Albuquerque is a decent sized metro.
Sarah would know. How big is Albuquerque?
Well, the Albuquerque downtown. I would say it's about like 5 miles by 5 miles by 5 miles, five miles
okay.
square radius, about that much.
It's a decent size.
But what's the population of
population?
Like,
almost 560,000.
Yeah, it's a pretty big city, you know.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, I believe in small increments. You know, just little. I believe in little by little, like I was telling you.
How about 5 miles an hour? I mean, if 20 miles an hour is better than 35, what about 5 miles an hour?
Why
just make
not
it
just,
so you can't even press the gas pedal.
Yeah, just don't have cars downtown. Just give everybody a bicycle.
Well, I have no idea, you know, how far it's going to go, but one step at a time. I mean,
but you'd be all right with that. I mean, you would be okay with a total ban of all cars in downtown Albuquerque, right?
Well, if they provide buses. And, mm-hmm. you know, if they have other means, I mean, you know. That's,
so, yes,
that's
you are okay with that.
Yeah. Will you change your mind once the first bus hits the first pedestrian?
The thing is, what did you say? The bus.
I said, would you change your mind, meaning would you also want to ban the buses if a bus hits a pedestrian?
Well, they have hit plenty of pedestrians already. The buses.
Well, why don't you want to take the buses off the streets then?
Well, I mean, but you got to deal with. I have to live with. I got to write something. I got to travel.
Ah, see, it is about you. This is all about you, isn't it? You ride the bus, so therefore it's okay. The buses can stay on the streets, but all those people in cars, they need to get off the streets and get on the bus. Which, of course, as you've already admitted, buses also hit pedestrians, which is your purported claim about why you don't want cars on the streets in the first place.
Well, the thing is, the buses have accountability. They got cameras.
But the cars don't?
They got 12 cameras. They monitor driver behavior. They caught them having sex with a prostitute on the bus. Yeah, they.
So
they
I guess the cameras don't work because it's not deterring the behavior.
Well, I mean, they're monitored. If you run, they will find.
That doesn't make a difference. The reason,
look,
nobody wants to run into pedestrians, okay? There's very few people that actually want to purposely, I mean, every now and then it happens. There was that incel guy who stole a van up in Toronto or rented a van and then mm-hmm. ran it down a street and, like, ran into 12 people. So, I mean, every now and then there's a psychopath, but.
But cameras wouldn't stop that.
Right. Cameras wouldn't stop that. And further, people, you know, again, don't want to run into others, so 99.9% of the time, it's an accident. You know, somebody wasn't looking, or somebody fell out in front of the car, or fell out in front of the bus. A drunk person, for instance, walking on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. falls into the road. You know, there's not enough time to stop. And as we've seen from those statistics, that tends to be what, you know, it's actually drunk people that tend to get hit by cars uh-huh. more often than people who are sober. And so, basically, you know, this is not an intention of the person behind the wheel. So accountability doesn't matter. It's not like you can, you know, some people can drive more carefully, like if they're not texting or, you know, changing the radio station or yelling at somebody in the back seat. But again, having a camera or not having a camera in a car or a bus will not affect the, you know, the likelihood of having an accident involving a pedestrian. So basically, this is just about your personal preferences and forcing them on everyone.
Well, and then I believe that one small increment—it's like the cigarette tax. You raise it $1.
You say increments. Increments toward what, though? Because usually when people say, "Let's do this in increments," they have a goal. What's your goal here?
Small increments. So we got cigarette tax of $3.60 now, and then three. You know, next year we're going to tackle.
Okay, but what's your goal with the it's increments with the cars? What's your goal, like?
Well, okay, the thing is, 20 miles per hour, it's a good start. It's a whole attitude.
Start toward
about
what?
Going down. So then the people would have the idea that they need to maintain the speed limit instead of always going 10 miles over the out. I mean,
but you say it's a start. So what's the finish?
It's an ongoing progress.
progress toward?
Towards driving, better driving, of having pedestrian and bicyclists being important instead of just getting.
So right now they're not important.
They
have their own lanes. They have bicycle lanes.
Is your goal no fatalities whatsoever involving motor vehicles?
Well, you know, I mean, I really believe that would be nice. But that's like living
that would
in
be
heaven.
Utopia.
As long as
yep.
we're,
okay.
As long as I'm living on planet Earth, we're gonna mm-hmm. always have. I'm a human error.
That's a very realistic answer on your part, Sarah.
What did you say?
I said that's a very reasonable and realistic answer that, you know, it's impossible to
right.
eliminate all accidents and all deaths on the roads, as you've already admitted.
As long as we're on planet Earth. I mean, you can say that about if we're on the other side, like spirit world. There's no, nobody dies over there. So there's, there's no accident.
How do you know? How do you know?
Well, I mean, you're supposed to have an eternal life. There's no death. Mm. That's the benefit. But we're going to have death here, so people have to die from the flu, pneumonia, or something here, and obviously auto fatality and bicycle fatality, and that's part of the factor. But my goal is to, and people die from cigarettes, secondhand smoke. That's a reality.
They die from a lot of things. Everybody's going to die. Maybe the people who are pedestrians ought to be more careful around cars and not drink and walk near cars and
fall into the
road.
Not that we're hating on drunk people. You can get drunk if you want to. Just don't jump in front of a car.
Yeah, don't fall in front of the road because you're so drunk. I mean, that's what's going on here, Sarah. That's the big problem.
Okay, what's more dangerous? You're drunk driver?
Do you want to ban alcohol while we're at it? I mean, let's talk. Since we're talking about things to ban, why don't we bring back prohibition?
It's
alcohol prohibition.
It's a start.
Well, it's a start. You know, I mean, if they could implement that, that would be really great.
Yeah, because it worked really great the first time, right, Sarah? Did you ever take a class in history? Like, did you ever learn about alcohol prohibition?
Well, I mean, I was told that they tried it. But, you know, we made fun.
What went wrong?
What
did they do wrong?
Bribe up.
Sarah, they tried pretty hard. I mean, they arrested a lot of people and destroyed a lot of businesses, destroyed lives. What did they do wrong? How did they screw it up?
Well, I don't know. We used to be number one
you don't
in
know.
DWI, so we dropped.
I'll tell you what they did, Sarah. Thank you for the call tonight. What they did was they created prohibition in the first place. You can't win. It's impossible.
There's too much demand, so a black market sprung up and organized crime surrounded it, and
that's
things were so much worse.
Yeah, violence in the streets, between the gangs, shooting each other over territory, violence between the police and the, you know, speakeasies and the gangs, and people being arrested for, you know, no actual crime with a victim, just for buying and selling this, you know, liquid and transporting it. And it was an abject failure, and finally people realized that after some amount of time, and they repealed some of it. Unfortunately, we still have many of the vestiges of prohibition with us today, including government control over alcohol in every state of the union to some extent or another. Some states are worse than others on it. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. We got more on the way here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour number three is coming up. We can talk about Choke Point, Operation Choke Point. We can talk about the movies, the Marvel controversy, although I don't know if we've pretty much finished that one.
Yeah.
I think we probably have. And then also, if you want, we can talk about video games and loot boxes. Epic Games is being sued.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.